Welcome to the Softball Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. Today we're going to talk about umpires. Softball umpires take a lot of grief. Many of them bring it on themselves, but there are a lot of hot-headed players out there who take out their frustrations on the umpire. What's the relationship between your team manager and the umpires in your league? Hopefully they get along well. Disputes off the field can quickly become disputes on the field. If you're the team manager, and you feel the umpire has made a bad call, like whether or not a player was tagged before he slid across home plate, what should you do? Bite your tongue, keep it to yourself, and keep a smile on your face. Just don't argue. Never argue judgment calls. The umpire's going to win every argument, so don't argue missed calls. You'll make the umpire mad, there's no way he's going to change that call, and you may see other close calls going against your team later in the game. Or worse, later in the season, if you have the same umpires all the time. Learn the umpires' names. Be friendly to them. Bring presents to their children. Send flowers to their wives. Make the umpires like you. I can't emphasize that enough. Now, on the other hand, if you feel the umpire has misapplied a rule, or if he makes a call you don't understand, you should call time and ask him to explain the rule. Some umpires don't know the rules as well as they should. Learn your league's rules on protesting calls and follow them completely. Keep a rule book in your team bag, and it's nice if you have one player on your team who knows the book well enough to find a disputed rule quickly. If you've established a friendly relationship with the umpire, he should talk with you reasonably. But don't be afraid to file a protest with the league if your team has lost a game due to an umpire's misunderstanding of a black and white rule. And what about your players who want to argue the umpire's calls? Hopefully it won't be necessary, but you need to stop any disputes that arise during the game. If one of your players is giving attitude in the dugout after a call that went against him, make him calm down and let it go. If one of your team members tries to start an argument with an umpire, step in to put a stop to it immediately. You don't want any of your players thrown out of the game, though it might be a good idea to pull them yourself if they're out of control. Some leagues fine teams if a member is tossed by the umpire. When the game is over, thank the umpire for a good job. If he didn't do a good job and you want to be honest, just thank him for his work. Umpires remember small kindnesses like this, and they appreciate your team more. And the more the umpires appreciate your team, the less reason they have to slant the close calls against you. Thanks for listening. I'd love to hear your feedback. Drop a note to thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And check out my book, Managing and Coaching Adult Slow Pitch Softball, at slowpitchbook.com. Until next time, from the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.